Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good news, since yesterday's program, we've learnt that the Lennon concert, which is taking place on May the 5th at Pierhead in Liverpool with a whole stack of stars, people like Mike Reed and the Christians and Joe Cocker and Dave Edmonds and Roberta Flack and Moody Blues, Lou Gramm, and apparently an outstanding version of Help by Kylie Minogue, that concert will be transmitted on the ITV network and Channel 4. It'll start at 10:35, and then at midnight, when ITV gets a little bit tired and they start to put on old soap operas, it'll swap over to the Channel 4 network. 22 and a half minutes to 11. This is Radio 1. Bonnie Raitt. Oh. It's 20 minutes to 11. This is Radio 1 AFM. Promise me to keep you in touch with this conspicuous expenditure story. Newsbeat hasn't got time for this today, for heaven's sake. A pair of Michael Jackson's shoes fetched $4,000, which is about £2,600, at the memorabilia auction in London yesterday. The black leather danger shoes worn by Jackson during a photo session for the Bad album and signed on each sole were bought by the Hard Rock Cafe in America at the auction in Phillips Bayswater showroom. Other items snapped up at the auction, too. Letters written by Bill Wyman to two female fans. I don't know what they say. Which sold for £1,000. The werewolf mask that Jackson wore for the Thriller video. That made £1,700. A charcoal-colored wool dress worn by Marilyn Monroe went for £2,340. The big sale is going to be on Friday. It's the Christie's sale. And we'll keep you up to date with that. The actual results of it and whether or not it went for an enormous amount of money will be on Reedy's show in the afternoon between 3 o'clock and 5.30. The quote of the week. It's not original. It's original to Robin Williams. I just think it's brilliant. We'll probably get some phone calls about this. What the heck? Robin Williams says, girls, the best birth control in the world is to point and go, Blaze, and so special. It's 10 minutes away from 11. We have a nice story about Phil Collins. I've got to tease you with this one. There's a great story that I picked up about Sinead O'Connor. I can't tell you, but all I can say is that she's a really sweet lady. We'll talk to her tomorrow, and you'll hear part of the interview. She's live in London tonight. That's really the first step on her national, then international tour. She's number one in the States. And there's a great story. A lady rang me and said something so nice about Sinead O'Connor and just told me a story about Sinead being generous to somebody. So I then rang Sinead O'Connor to check out whether or not I could use the story. And she said, no, please don't use it because I don't want people saying, oh, I'm nice. Sinead, change your mind. I wish I could tell that story. It's 9 minutes to 11. And guess who's lumbered in? Claire.
The book today is called Dear Writer, and it's by Carmel Bird. Do you think you could write a novel? Well, if so, this is the book for you.
That may not be the record that will make him a world superstar, but he's going to be. Adamski. And it's killer. 4 minutes away from 11 at 11 o'clock. The latest word from Strange Ways on exactly what is happening. Rob McKenzie will have that, and then we'll do our tune. Heart of Stone. The song is by Cher, and it's wonderful. Radio 1, just before 11 o'clock, I was just saying, just before you came in to do the book review, I'm furious with Sinead O'Connor that she won't let us tell that story.
I know, it's wonderful, isn't it? But it's our little secret.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be, because she should tell everybody. When you do something nice like she has just done, then everybody should know about it.
That's right.
Okay, you have something special in your life.
Can I just say three little words, yeah, please? Happy birthday, Mum.
Oh, where is she?
She's in Durrington.
Does your mum work?
Yes, but not today. She's having a day off. She's at home having a party.
Family booze up tonight.
Yeah, and I'm missing it. So, hi everyone, and that's it.
31 days in May, 1990.
Win all expenses paid tickets to one of Elton John's gigs in Atlantic City. Win VIP passes to this summer's big Nebworth rock concert. Win the new Aswad single, but collect it from the group in Jamaica.
31 days in May, 1990. Coming soon, only on Radio 1 FM.
AirCheckDownloads.com.